You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A former Washburn County man facing a total of 58 felony and misdemeanor charges related to animal abuse allegations has entered a not guilty plea. 73-year-old Kim Kingsley was accused of mistreating horses at his property in Bell and could be facing over 50 years in prison if convicted on all of them. Bayfield County authorities had previously seized 16 horses from the property amid accusations that Kingsley was providing them with inadequate food and water as well as unsafe living conditions. A trial is scheduled for September. Lake Superior College has officially launched its integrated manufacturing programs on its main campus. The programs are meant to encourage students to pursue careers in manufacturing and stay in the area to support the local workforce. The equipment offered through the programs had previously been located in the school's downtown Duluth campus, making it more difficult for students to access. When that campus closed, the school undertook a $13 million expansion to the trades building and relocated the manufacturing equipment. Three people are facing felony charges after a routine traffic stop in Barron County. According to court documents, 36-year-old Ashley Hansen, 63-year-old Robbie Larson, and 65-year-old Cornelius DeCora are facing various drug and firearm charges after a traffic stop on Highway 53 in Rice Lake. Law enforcement authorities initiated the traffic stop after seeing Hansen allegedly speeding and moving erratically. A K-9 unit then alerted the officer who initiated the stop of the potential presence of narcotics, leading to a search of the vehicle. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress and Department of Natural Resources are inviting residents to participate in spring hearings on resource management beginning next week. The agencies plan to hold the first of their annual Fish and Wildlife spring hearings in each county on Monday at 6 p.m. with individual location details available online. Residents are also encouraged to submit public feedback on the topic. Public comments will be accepted from the conclusion of Monday's hearings until Wednesday, April 16th at 6 p.m. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding residents that April's Law of the Month is aimed at creating safer road conditions for construction crews. Law enforcement authorities are aggressively targeting unsafe driving practices in work zones this month, including speeding and distracted driving. Department of Transportation data found nearly 2,200 work zone crashes in the state last year, which resulted in 10 fatalities and nearly 800 injuries. Drivers should be slowing down and staying alert when moving through a construction zone. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to practice food waste prevention efforts in honor of Food Waste Prevention Week. According to a press release, a DNR study released in 2021 found that food waste was the largest contributor to trash in Wisconsin. That study also found that the state's landfills contained nearly 300 pounds of food waste per resident in 2020. In addition to being financially wasteful, the amount of food waste breaking down in landfills also produces a great deal of the potent greenhouse gas, methane. The Shawamigan Humane Association is working on creative alternatives to address a lack of adequate space as it handles animal control efforts. Organization officials say their current shelter facility wasn't built for the number of animals they've taken in recently, and they're considering an expansion of the facility. Until then, the Humane Association has renovated a garage at the site to accommodate more animals, but are still struggling with space issues. They're also expecting to take in even more stray cats during their breeding season. Adult Mental Health First Aid will be offering a two-night free mental health crisis response class for residents in Birchwood next week. The classes will be held at the Birchwood Four Corners EMS on April 14th and April 21st from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It aims to teach residents who don't have clinical training how to use a five-step action plan to guide them through offering support to someone experiencing a mental health crisis. Residents who wish to participate in the classes must register in advance and be able to attend both class sessions. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced bipartisan legislation aimed at supporting businesses that heavily rely on winter weather. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would ensure businesses that rely on winter weather can get disaster relief funding during mild winters, an issue northern Wisconsin has struggled with in recent years. Snow droughts would be added to the list of recognized disasters under the Small Business Act. Businesses who apply for disaster relief could be eligible for an SBA injury disaster loan. Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction officials are warning residents that proposed federal education spending cuts would disproportionately affect schools that have already struggled with funding. According to DPI data, Wisconsin schools currently receive nearly $850 million in federal funding each year. Most of that federal funding goes towards districts with a higher rate of economically disadvantaged students. The funding cuts also threaten support for programs covering students with disabilities or youth mental health. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Timberwolves 110-103. Despite being down 24 points in the fourth quarter, the fans stayed and cheered the team to a win at Fiserv Forum. Doc Rivers.
It was huge, you know. They could have left. I mean, really, the way the game was going. And they hung in there with us. And then they could smell the blood in the water as well. This is why you love home games.
Baseball, top of the seventh inning, Brewers up 4-1. Bryce Terang at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Fly ball, right center. Doyle is back. He is looking, and it's gone for Terang. Home run number 3, and that hitting streak stays alive. 11 games now for Bryce.
The Brewers beat the Rockies 7-1. The 25-year-old Terang's home run sailing 444 feet, the longest of his career.
Dude, I'm getting older. that's just how it is. I'm starting to get the man strength.
That's Bryce Terang with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Want to feel old? Eminem is a grandfather. The rapper's daughter, Haley Jade Scott, announced on Instagram that she gave birth to a son named Elliot. And to honor her famous father, the baby now shares a middle name with his grandfather. No, it's not Elliot Eminem, it's Elliot Marshall. Eminem's real name is Marshall Mathers. That might put a little pressure on the boy to come up with some sick beats. The Yellowstone series is about to give birth to a new spinoff, with the show's popular 1923 prequel starring Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren now concluded after its season 2 finale last week. The franchise is launching a new prequel. Plot lines for 1944 are being kept under wraps for the moment, but some sources say the show will explore how World War II affects the Duttons. Star of 1923 Brandon Sklenar takes over Dutton Ranch at the end of 1923 and says he is open to appearing in 1944. Russell Brand is already in trouble for sexual assault charges, but things are about to get worse. Warner Brothers Studios has agreed to turn over footage and outtakes from the set of Arthur in 2011. The studio has made it clear where they stand after being sued along with Brand in 2023 by an extra from the film who said the actor exposed himself to multiple people and assaulted her. What a guy. HBO is giddy over the ratings for the season finale of White Lotus Season 3. The network says 6.2 million viewers tuned in and were treated to a higher body count than we've seen in previous seasons of the show. That shattered the past record for viewers of the show, which was the previous week's 4.8 million viewers. I think it's time for me to check out Season 3. What better game than Monopoly to create a bidding war? There was a competition by studios over a competition series based on the board game, and Netflix is the winner. Variety reports the show is being described as a large-scale social experiment contest that will force contestants to form alliances and betray their competitors. They must walk the line between capitalism and chaos in a cutthroat race to own it all. I think I hate it already. Monopoly debuted in 1935, courtesy of Parker Brothers, and has since sold about 275 million copies worldwide. First, it was people dancing and singing while watching Wicked in theaters that annoyed theatergoers. Now, it's teenage boys who are clapping and cheering during the record-breaking Minecraft movie. In some ways, this is worse than Wicked, because parents who take their kids have to witness this after probably not wanting to set foot in a theater to see Minecraft in the first place. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We could see a few scattered showers or sprinkles later today, tonight into tomorrow, and there may even be a snowflake or two mixed in at some point. Today's high in the upper 40s. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, same thing, upper 40s. We will warm back up into the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.